A warm welcome to this series of sound recordings entitled What Saith the Scriptures? Recordings in which we hope to give a brief outline of the message and content of the books of the Bible. This material, adapted by Pastor Jack Seaton, came from anonymous notes in an old edition of a Bible, consisting of 11 small pocket-sized volumes. The series appeared in print during 1977 in the Wicket Gate magazine. May you enjoy the outlines of the various books of the Bible and find that they are of benefit to you. What saith the Scriptures? Leviticus. Leviticus. That is the Levitical book. The title of the third book of the Pentateuch is so called from its containing the instructions given to the Levites as the ministers of the law. It is an immediate continuation of the book of Exodus, commencing with God's utterances from the sanctuary after its erection. Unlike the other portions of the Pentateuch, it has no historical character beyond the mention of the incidents of the consecration of Aaron and his sons to the priesthood, according to the instructions given in Exodus. The death of Aaron's sons, Nadab and Abihu, for offering strange fire as incense, and the stoning of the blasphemer are also recorded events. The contents may be described as a continuation of the law as given from Mount Sinai. Having formed the Jewish people into a nation and given them laws for their moral and political governance, God now institutes the form of worship with its attendant expressive sacrifices and ceremonies which is to be binding upon them until the new dispensation of Christ, of which this was a prefigurement. This is followed by distinctions between animals that are to be esteemed clean or unclean, instructions as to purification from uncleanness, prohibition of unlawful marriages, the institution of feast days, festivals and holy days, the appointment of the year of Jubilee, and an announcement of the blessings which will come upon them through observance of the covenant, with solemn threatenings of the punishments which will fall upon them as a nation for disobedience. Although it has been said, the book of Leviticus is lacking in historical interest, it has a value beyond the other books of Moses from the light which is shed upon the great sacrificial act of the offering of Christ for sin. Whilst it is difficult to see, as some do, a meaning and significance in even the most minute part of the elaboration and burdensome ceremonial of the Levitical law, and however much it was intended merely for the use of the people of Israel to whom it was delivered, there can be little doubt that behind all the external form there was a deep spiritual meaning, a pointing forward to better things to come. It was the image only, not the substance. The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. The sinful conditions of the surrounding countries may be gathered from all the stern prohibitions which are enjoined upon the Jewish people, and this reveals the depth of depravity into which the human race had fallen, and which enlightens us as to why the Israelites were afterwards commanded in their conquest of Canaan to destroy unsparingly the nations in their possession. The tabernacle was erected on the first day of the first month in the second year after the departure from Egypt, and the book of Numbers commences with the first day of the second month. Most probably it was during this month's interval that the delivery of the various laws of Leviticus was made. I hope you found these thoughts on Leviticus interesting. The next recording in this series, What Saith the Scriptures, is on the book of Numbers. The Wicket Gate magazine, the host for this series, is found at www.wicketgate.co.uk.